Can you guys hear me? Tina Dama. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody.
下午好. Well,
sorry, my Chinese is not good enough to give sermons in yet. So we have to translate. 所以对不起，我中文有点差，所以不能讲到，但是可以跟你们聊天就可以了。 So I'm glad to be here today.
今天很高兴又来到这儿。
Because this is a topic that I think we as Christians many times ignore.
因为今天要讲的是我们经常忽视的一个问题。
Because many times living as a Christian, we think that this is just a way of life.
很多时候做一个基督徒，我们有点觉得就是这个样子了。
And we feel that through our own strength, we should be taking care of this problem.
好像我们要用自己的力量解决一切的问题。
Because this topic is called When We Lose Peace.
因为今天要讲的问题就是说，当我们失去平安的时候。
And what comes with losing peace is anxiety.
我们失去平安，就有心里就有了焦虑。
And so this anxiety we feel many times is just part of life.
但是人生中很多时候我们都有焦虑。
You have things to do. If you can't get them done, you get a little anxious.
如果我们没有能达到自己的目标，我们就觉得很焦虑。
If you have kids and they go somewhere, you get a little anxious.
如果我们的孩子出门旅行，我们也很焦虑。
If you're worried about future marriage, then you get a little anxious.
如果你们担心以后嫁不出去，也会焦虑。
And so when we are so busy, anxiety is a natural part of our life.
当我们为生活奔忙的时候，焦虑就随之而来。
But let's think a moment.
我们想一想。
When we see on the phone someone texts us, we're anxious.
如果突然收到一个手机的短信，我们也会焦虑。
When we think about our schedules, we get nervous.
如果想到我们要做的事情，又会感到紧张。
It seems that anxiety and a lack of peace is with us everywhere we go.
好像焦虑是如影随形的一件事情。
And as Christians, as believers, we have to realize this is not the life God has called us to.
但是作为跟随主的人，我们应该知道这种生活不是神呼召我们来生活的。
Because when you read a very common verse, Philippians chapter 4,
当我们读到腓立比书四章这段大家耳熟能详的经节的时候,
from 4 to 9,
从4节到第9节,
and especially in verse 6,
特别是第六节,
it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
告诉我们应当一无挂虑, 要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢, 将你所要的告诉神。
It says, do not be anxious about some things, no, about everything.
他说的是应当不焦虑某一些事情吗? 不是, 是应当一无挂虑。
And so if that's the case, then as Christians, where are we going wrong?
如果是这样的话，作为基督徒，我们有什么地方做的不对吗？
And so today I'm hoping that God's word would put within our hearts a greater understanding of what it means to lose peace.
所以今天希望神能借着我们的讲道，能够告诉我们，我们失去平安是因为什么？
And when we are able to understand this, then maybe our Christian lives won't be so difficult.
当我们能够明白这一点的时候，做基督徒的生命就没有这么难了。And
so with that, let me pray for us so we can get right into it.
所以我们现在祷告。Dear
Lord God,
亲爱的主,
we pray today, Lord, that you allow us to listen to your word.
主啊, 求你让今天让我们带领我们倾听你的话语。
That it would not be my words, but it would be your words that's speaking to our spirits.
求你让这话语不是从人口里出来，是从你口里出来的。
If we have any sins before you, Lord God, we confess it so that we can have clear communication with you.
如果我们以前得罪你，我们向你求你的赦免，求你让我们心里面能够清洁。
May your spirit fill each and every single person here.
求你的圣灵进入每一个人的心中。
So that they may grow more and more like you.
让我们每个人越来越像你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
You see, our lives right now are so filled to the point where we are always needing more than 24 hours in a day.
我们生活非常的忙碌，我们一天就是需要的不只是24小时。
From Sunday to Saturday, every single day is filled with something.
从星期一到星期六，每天都安排的满满的。
And the funny thing is, I do a lot of youth group work.
我自己做很多青年的施工。
And in youth group work, I would talk to some kids.
我经常跟小孩子讲话。
And I would prepare, you know, Friday night youth group worship with them.
而且我还花时间跟他们一起准备星期天晚上的敬拜。
So we have to practice.
所以我们就要一起练习。
So I gather them in a group.
我把他们聚在一起。
And I ask them, okay, what day can we practice?
我就问他们说，我们哪一天来排练比较好啊
？Okay, can you do Friday before youth group?
有的人说你这个星期五吧。
Well, I have ballet, and then I have modern dance.
但另外有人说我有芭蕾舞课，我有跳舞课。
Okay, what about Saturday?
那么星期六呢？
Well, I have SAT class, and then I have, you know, my swim.
我有 SAT 的考试的课，我还有这个游泳课。
And then what about during the week?
那么周间怎么样？
Absolutely not. I have piano, violin, flute. I have to do my homework.
我那也不行啊，我要有这个钢琴课、吹笛子的课，还要写作业什么什么的。
And I began to think to myself, something's wrong.
所以我就想，是不是有什么东西不对劲呢？
Or maybe I was a bad student when I was younger.
也许我小的时候不是个好学生。
Because when I was younger, like, my schedule would be like this.
我小的时候是这样子的。
In the morning, I wake up.
早上我醒来。
More like my parents yell at me to wake up.
而且都是我家长使劲叫我才能起。
And then I have to rush to catch the bus.
然后就赶紧弄一弄，就去赶校车了。
And kids, don't learn from me, okay? This is the wrong part.
小朋友不要向我学，这是不对的。
I finished that day's homework on the bus ride to school.
我就在坐校车的时候赶紧把作业写好。
And I get to school, I don't pay attention, and I pay attention to certain parts.
上学的时候也不是很专心，只是喜欢的才注意一下。
And then when I go home, I just, you know, fight with my mom for 30 minutes about practicing piano.
到家以后呢，又跟我妈吵30分钟的架，因为我不想弹钢琴。
And then I practice for 30 minutes.
然后再练那个剩下的30分钟钢琴。
So that's my 1 hour.
那就是一小时了。
Then I finish my homework.
然后把作业写一写。
I eat.
吃个饭。
I tell my parents I'm bored.
然后你就
tell my parents...太无聊了，没有东西做。
Yeah, 就跟父母说太无聊。
And then I go to sleep, and that's it.
然后就睡觉了，就这一天就这样。
But even seventh graders, sixth graders today are so busy that there is anxiety problems within youth group.
但是甚至今天的七八年级的小孩，他们就非常的忙碌，使得他们的生活充满了焦虑。
Let's not even talk about, you know, college or graduate school.
都不要再想上大学或者研究生是怎么样的了。
Let's not even talk about, you know, working a tough job as a lawyer or in finance.
就更不要讲他们以后当了律师啊，什么银行的职员之类的这种工作。
In seventh grade, when I talk to youth group members, they tell me that they are stressed.And anxious.
就我跟初中生讲话的时候，他们都表明自己是有很大的压力，非常的焦虑。
And to me, that's just, that confuses me.
这个让我很觉得很奇怪。
But then as I thought more and more about it,
但是我越想这个问题，
I realized that all of us, especially those in church, are anxious, nervous, and overburdened.
我就意识到，其实我们当中大多数人，特别是来教会的人，都是有很大的重担和很多的焦虑。
Yes, we have to keep up with the world.
因为我们要跟世界保持同步。
But then we lose so much time to church and to fellowship.
所以我们就没有时间再参加教会的活动和团契。
So we have to work more and more.
所以我们就要花更多的时间来应对这一些。
The point where we are so exhausted that we sometimes just don't want to serve anymore.
所以呢，这些让我们非常的精疲力尽，都不想再服侍了。
But scripture's clear.
但是经文很清楚。
It says this, do not be anxious about anything.
告诉我们应当一无挂虑，不要为任何的事情焦虑。
How?
那么怎么样才能做到？
That seems impossible to me.
好像不可能。
And when you read Philippians, we have to understand a little bit about the church of Philippi.
当你读腓立比书的时候，你一定要知道腓立比教会的背景。
And so, the church of Philippi is one of the first places that Paul goes to on his mission journey.
腓立比是保罗他去宣教旅途上路过的第一个地方。
And it is a place where he plants and establishes one of his first churches.
在那儿，他建立了他自己的第一个教会。
If you read and you continue to read, you see that.In verse 14 of chapter 4,
你往后读看到十四节就知道
Paul even thanks them because they are the only people who supported his missionary work in the beginning.
保罗甚至感谢腓立比教会的人，因为腓立比教会是支持他宣教事工的教会。
So Paul has a very natural love for this church.
所以保罗真的是很喜爱这个教会。
And so we understand this so that we know that he is trying to encourage the church not chastise.
知道这个一点，我们就知道保罗并不是要批评腓立比的教会，而是要鼓励他们。
He's not saying, "Oh, you're too nervous. You're not doing enough for God. So stop being so nervous."
保罗不是说你们太紧张了，你们做的太少了，你们不要再紧张了。
He does this to encourage the church to continue doing what they are doing.
他只不过是激励腓立比的教会继续做他们已经做的事情。
But the funny thing is, when I read this passage,
但是当我读这一段的时候
it doesn't make me encouraged.
并没有觉得受到激励。
It makes me a little more nervous.
反而让我很紧张。
Because it says first in verse 4, Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I will say rejoice.
因为第四节一开始就说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Let your reasonableness be known to everyone, the Lord is at hand.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
When you tell me the Lord is at hand,
你如果告诉我主已经近了，
I'm going to be very nervous.
那我会很紧张。
Because...I know that when the Lord is close and if he sees what I think, what I feel, what's in my heart, I'm not going to be able to rejoice.
如果主已经近了，而且主能知道我想的什么，做的什么，那我可喜乐不起来了。
It's like if my friend at work, right, he Skype messaged me and he said, hey, our boss is looking for you.
就好比在工作上同事告诉我说，哎，老板在看着你呢。
CIO is looking for you.
对，公司的主管在看着你呢。
I'll go, okay.
那我想，嗯。
And then all of a sudden, you have to think, okay, what did I do? Am I going to get fired?
那你就会反省一下，说，哎，我刚才干了什么？会不会被解雇呢？
Okay. You open up all your spreadsheets on all your monitors.
所以你就赶紧把你的工作的东西都打开。
All your work is everywhere now.
所有的工作的东西都摆上。
And you're just worried because CIO is coming down the hall to find you.
你怕你大老板从那边走过来，看到你在做什么。
And then he knocks on the door.
他敲门了以后。
He say, "Come in."
你就说进来。
He's like, "Hey, Albert, how's it going?"
他说，哎，怎么样啊？
I'm like, "Oh, hey, CIO, I'm doing good."
你说，哎，不错，挺好。
And then he says, "Hey, I'm going to get Indian food. You want to come?"
啊？
I'm going to get Indian food.
哦，然后他说，我现在请你吃印度餐，你要不要来？
I'm like, "Oh, okay, yeah, sure, I'll come with you."
我说啊，那好啊，就去了。
You see, this first part already teaches us about why anxiety happens.
所以这一段经文就告诉我们为什么人会焦虑。
My assumption is that my CIO is going to come to hunt me down because I did something wrong.
因为我以为我的大老板是要来抓我，抓个现行。
And yes, maybe I did do something wrong.
没准我也做了一些不好的事情。
And so no matter what reason the CIO is looking for me, I will immediately not be able to rejoice and I will be anxious.
所以这个时候如果大老板在找我，我当然不会高兴，我就会紧张。
Because...Anxiety comes from our perception of who is coming to see us and why.
因为我们的紧张焦虑来自于我们要知道下面谁要来看着我们。
If we do not understand who God is in his fullness, we will always worry when he comes to visit and look at us.
如果我们不明白、不理解神的丰盛，那么我们经常会以为神是来抓我们的。
A perfect example is Adam and Eve, right?
就比好比亚当和夏娃。
In the beginning, when they're in the Garden of Eden, God would walk with them, and they had a great time.
在伊甸园一开始的时候，他们与神同行，非常的快乐。
But then, the moment they sinned, when God walked into the Garden of Eden, He said, "Adam, where are you?"
但是当他们犯罪以后，神来到伊甸园，只能是去寻找他们，说亚当你在哪里？
And so then Adam was like, "Oh well, I hid because I was naked, and that's not good."
亚当的反应就是说，哎呀，你来了，我就藏起来，因为我现在赤身露体是不好的。
And then God said, "Well, how do you know you were naked?"
神说，你怎么知道你是赤身露体的？
Oh, well, we ate the fruit, and actually, it's Eve's fault.
因为我们吃了那个树上的果子，而且是老婆的错。
And he asked Eve, and Eve said, "Oh no, it's the snake's fault."
他们那在问亚夏娃，夏娃说，哦，是蛇的过错。
And immediately there, when sin entered, joy.And rejoicing and joy and peace disappeared.
当那个时候，当罪进入到人身上以后，人就失去了喜乐。
So the first thing we need to realize about anxiety is that we will always be anxious as long as we are captive to sin.
我们要知道，我们如果一直是罪的奴仆，我们就不会有喜乐。
Because this section, verse 4 and verse 5, is an encouragement.
但因为四节和五节其实是给人的鼓励。
It's not supposed to scare us.
并不是吓唬我们的。
But because of the fact that it scares me, I then have to fix my relationship with God first.
但是就因为读到这两句经文，我感到害怕，所以我就知道我应该纠正我跟神的关系了。
Because if between God and me, and I understand that God is a loving God,
因为我跟神的关系，虽然我知道神是爱的。
If there's sin within me, I need to get rid of it, or else no matter what he does, when he calls for me, I will be nervous.
但是如果我心里面有罪，而且我不把罪清除掉的话，当神，我知道神要进来的时候，我就会感到害怕。
Now, how do we know this?
我们怎么知道呢？
For the church of Philippi.
我们看腓立比的教会。
Because in verse 5, it says, let your reasonableness be known to everyone.
第五节说，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
That the people and the church of Philippi are very reasonable, meaning they had a good relationship with everyone else.
这句话让众人知道自己谦让的心，就意味着他们和众人的关系是好的。
And so therefore, when the Lord comes to see them, they do not have to worry. They can rejoice, like it says in verse 4.
这样子当主来看他们的时候，他们就不感到焦虑，反而是感到喜乐。
And then in verse 6, it tells us, do not be anxious about anything.
第六节说应当一无挂虑。
And the difficulty of this is because life happens.
难点就是说很多时候事情会发生。
There is always circumstances around that will make you feel bad.
总是有事情会发生让你感到焦虑的。
No matter what, God never tells us when you're a Christian, all of a sudden life will be perfect.
神没有告诉我们你信了主以后生命就一帆风顺了。
He says that difficulties, if anything, will come to you more.
甚至他会告诉我们，你的生活会遇到更多的困难。
So then why is it fair for God to say, do not be anxious about anything?
那既然这样，神怎么还能让我们应当一无挂虑呢？
Is it even possible?
这可能吗？
And if it is possible, then how do we do it?
如果是可能的话，我们怎样才能做出来呢？
It says this,But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
他教导我们，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
See, anxiety is directly linked to prayer.
焦虑是跟祷告是挂钩的。
Because prayer is an acknowledgement of who God is.
我们祷告的时候，我们知道神是谁。
And so,Let's think about this very carefully.
我们好好想一想。
When we pray,
当我们祷告的时候，
and we pray properly,
我们正确的祷告的时候，
we are admitting that God is who he says he is.
我们其实是在承认神是他告诉我们他是谁的那个人。
What do I mean by this?
什么意思呢？
So for example, when a kid or a small child or, you know, if you're younger,
比如说一个小孩，
and you have a little bit of a problem doing something,
有些麻烦。
It's always, Mom, Dad, help me, right?
一般一开始他就会说，爸爸妈妈帮帮我。
And so then the mom and dad comes, and there's full trust that mom or dad can fix the problem at hand.
当爸爸妈妈来的时候，这个孩子会相信他的爸爸妈妈会帮助他解决这个问题。
That calling out to mom and dad
就是这个，去呼求爸爸妈妈这个事情。
Means that they trust that mom and dad is capable of doing their problem or fixing their issue.
因为这小孩子他坚信爸爸妈妈是有能力帮助他解决问题的。
But when we fail to call out to God and to pray,
我们如果不去向神祷告祈求，
and we think that it's something that we can fix on our own,
而是觉得可以靠自己的力量解决问题，
then we deny the very person of who God is.
那个时候我们就否定了神告诉我们他的全能。
Because if scripture is correct,
如果经节是正确的，
and God is all loving,
如果神一直是爱我们的，
He is all powerful,
他是有大能的，
He is all knowing,
他是无所不知的，
and He even cares about the sparrow,
甚至他会关心小麻雀，
then why do we fear bringing something before Him?
那有什么还可怕的让我们不愿意把难事带到他的面前求呢？
Two reasons.
两个原因。
One, we don't think it's worth His time.
第一个，我们不觉得这个是值得我们花时间去祷告。
Or two, we don't think he's capable.
第二，我们不相信神真的有这个能力。
You see, prayer is so incredibly difficult Not because the action of praying is difficult.
祷告其实是很难的事情，并不是因为这件事本身有多难。
I mean, saying words to air is not hard.
对着空气说话并没有那么难。
You can do all the actions. I remember, if you go to, like, for example, yoga or to taekwondo or something.
如果你去做打太极拳，打跆拳道或者做瑜伽
，There's always meditation time.
都有一个这个好像默想的时候。
Clear your mind and just hold the pose, right?
让你把思想倒空。
And just let all your anxiety flow away.
让你把焦虑都放下。
That in essence is basically what we're doing when we pray.
那个举动好像就是我们祷告时候做的事情。
But the problem is that.If we do not pray to God, then we are thinking that He cannot do it or that we don't want Him to do anything.
但是问题是，如果你不是对着神祷告的话，就意味着你并不相信神可以帮你。
I'll give you another good example of the relationship of prayer.
还有另外一个例子。
And so, you know, kids will ask their parents, they're always like 6 or 7, they're very cute and sometimes annoying, right?
六七岁小孩很可爱，也很讨厌。
Oh, why this? Why that?
经常会问家长说，为什么这样？为什么那样
？How come this? How come that?
为什么是这样
？And those questions acknowledge that mom and dad, you have the answers, and you are my mom and dad.
这些问题意味着说，他们就想当然的觉得家长应该知道答案，因为他们是他的家长。
But wait until they hit high school.
但是你等他们上了高中以后
，or even college.
上了大学以后
，and for parents it's such a difficult time because the communication changes.
对于家长来说就非常的难了。
All of a sudden, you have no idea how they're doing in school.
突然你就不知道他们在学校怎么样。
You don't know if they've eaten well or if they're going through any trouble.
你就不知道他们有没有吃得好，有没有遇到麻烦。
I remember my first semester of undergraduate.
我记得我上大学的第一个学期。
My parents, came and visited me one day.
家长来看我。
And I did not realize until they told me.
我都不知道他们来了。
That I had not called them in 6 weeks.
因为我有六个星期没跟他们讲电话。
Zero communication to my parents in 6 weeks.
根本就没有任何交流。
Of course, back then, you know, cell phones were a little more rare. That's why I have gray hair. I'm a little older.
那个时候的手机还不是很普及。
But think of from the parents' perspective.
那么从做家长的眼光看呢？
The moment your kids stop asking you for answers.
这个孩子停止向你发问的时候。
The reason why it's so difficult is because it challenges your relationship to them as a parent.
就开始让你和孩子的关系变得非常的难。
And it's very difficult to swallow that.
对于家长来说是很难接受的。
Because you had the answers. You have the answers.
因为家长他们有答案。
You are wiser. You have lived longer.
因为他们有智慧，他们比你活得长。
But those who are younger think they got it.
但是那些年轻的孩子觉得他们知道一切。
They think they understand better.
他们自以为都知道了。
And so therefore, prayer is exactly the same way.
祷告也是同样的。
We may in our minds know that God is our heavenly Father.
可能在你头脑中有这个知识。
We understand He's all loving, all powerful, all knowing.
你觉得你有这个知识，知道神是全知全能的。
But by our action in prayer or lack of prayer, we do not acknowledge His presence or who He is.
但是就是因为我们不愿意去祷告，让我们并不承认他真的就是神。
And so then, without this prayer, we begin to fall into anxiety.
就是因为不向神祷告，我们就开始陷入焦虑当中。
But because of our pride, we say this is just how life is.
而且因着我们的骄傲，我们以为生命就是如此。
But brothers and sisters, that is not what God calls us to do.
但是弟兄姐妹，那并不是神呼召我们所过的生活。
You see, when you are in prayer and supplication before God, you are acknowledging that your identity is a child.Of God.
当你向神献上祷告和为他人代祷的时候，你就承认你是神的儿女。
When you're not willing to pray before God, you're saying that I am my own person and I don't need God.
当你不想在神面前献上祷告的时候，你就向神表明我不愿意跟你有这个关系。
And that, brothers and sisters, is when we lose our peace.
那就是我们失去平安的开始。
Because when you are trying to solve or basically life each and every single day.
当你面对人生的每一天的时候,
We don't know all the answers because everything changes.
我们并不知道答案，因为事情在不断的变化。
And so we start to attach ourselves and build our identity around the things that we are capable of doing.
所以我们就不能把精力放在我们能够做的事情上。
So this world tells you, if you don't have the right grades, the right job, the right, you know, significant other, the right kids going to the right schools, then you are not worth this world's time.
这个世界告诉你，如果你的学习不好，工作不好，嫁的人不好，你的孩子不好，他上的学不好，你就是一个不配的人。
And so then sometimes we trick ourselves by going before God saying, God, why do I have difficulty even though I'm a believer?
所以我们就到神面前说，神啊，为什么我有这些难处，而且我还是相信你的。
We say, God, you have to fix it this way because I am doing things for you.
我们跟神说，神啊，你一定要帮我把这个事情解决，照着这个方向解决，因为我是为你干事儿的。
But we miss the second part of verse 6.
但是我们不知道第六节后面还讲。
It says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known.
说，借着祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
See, a lot of times, I, for me especially, I've had angry prayers at God.
我有时候会对神很生气的祷告
，because I feel that some sort of injustice has been done to me.
因为我觉得好像对我不公平。
Like, oh, why did this person get a promotion but I didn't?
有时候会说，为什么这个人被升职了
？Or how come these people never follow instructions when we're at church?
为什么这些人在教会不听劝导
？Or maybe when I was younger, why don't I have the perfect girlfriend?That I can show off to everybody.
或者当我小的时候，我会抱怨说，为什么我没有一个拉分的女朋友可以去显示一下
？You guys laugh, but that's a very real mentality for young people, right?
这个其实对年轻人来讲很通常的。
And there was a pastor that recently I met.
我最近遇到一个牧师。
And he was talking to us about his missionary work in Morocco.
他给我们讲他去摩洛哥宣教的事情。
And if you don't know anything about Morocco, it's a Muslim nation.
摩洛哥是一个穆斯林国家。
But they allow non-Moroccans or no, people who aren't Moroccan to worship whoever they want.
他们允许外国人在自己想要敬拜的地方去敬拜。
But they always tell you, do not convert Moroccans.
但是告诉他们说，不要试图去去让传福音给当地人。
And so in this atmosphere, this pastor used to meet with other Christians from all these other nations.
在这种情况下，这个牧师他和很多外在摩洛哥的外国人在一起敬拜。
And some of these Christians were from very poor countries.
有的这些基督徒是从很穷的地方来的。
And so they used to have these prayer meetings, and sometimes these prayer meetings would go all night.
有时候他们会有祷告会，甚至是就是连夜的祷告会。
And one day after a prayer meeting,
有一天祷告会结束以后
，one of the people from another country came and asked the pastor.
有一个外国人就过来问牧师
，Why is it that you Westerners never finish or come to prayer meeting frequently?
为什么你们这些西方人不来参加祷告会呢
？People from all the poor countries come to pray all night.
我们从穷地方来的人会来到祷告会
people,
整夜的祷告。
But people from America, Europe, you guys never show up.
你们这些美国人从来不来参加祷告会。
And he said, I know the reason why.
他说我知道为什么。
He said, because in your country, you can get up at night and go to your refrigerator and take out a food and drink.
因为在你的国家你半夜饿了起来可以打开冰箱。
When you're sick, you just drive down the street to the hospital and you get medicine.
你病了你就可以到医院去看病拿药。
But from where I'm from, if you get sick, you only have two options.
但是如果我的国家我病了，只有两个选择。
You either go to the witch doctor and have them do something to you.
要不然就去巫医那儿去看病。
Or you go to church and have them anoint you with oil and just pray for you.
或者到教会让他们给你。
Because the bus to town only comes once a week.
而且只有这个公车一星期才来一次。
And it's like hours and half a day of travel to get to the city.
如果要进城的话，要坐半天的车。
And then it's still longer wait to get into the hospital.
而且要进医院的话，还要等很久。
And so the only thing you can do is pray.
所以你只能去祷告。
And he said this that was very interesting.
而且他说了一个很有趣的事情。
Because you have no need, you never pray.
因为你没有需求，所以你从来不祷告。
And brothers and sisters, that's true.
这个是真的。
We know that our prayer is most powerful when we truly have need.
当我们真的有需要的时候，我们才知道祷告的大能。
Because it is at a point where we are not capable or able to solve something that we go before God.
只有当我们无能为力的时候，我们才真的来到神的面前。
I remember a long time ago we had a kid from youth group.
我记得很久以前有个年轻人。
And he got into a car accident.
他撞有一个车祸。
And he went to coma.
他晕就是有一个晕过去了、就是、
And unfortunately later on he did pass away
但是不幸的是他后来就过世了
But during the time when he was in a coma is the greatest show of corporate prayer that I've seen at our church ever
当他处在昏迷当中的时候我那个时候真的看到全教会的人非常卖力地为他祷告
Because nobody in the church could do anything
因为大家没有别的事情可以做
Like you throw a stone in a church, you could hit an MD or a PhD or a PharmD.
如果你往教会扔个石头，你可能就不是砸到这个博士，砸到那个博士。
Highest education, very wealthy.
大家都受了好教育，都很有钱。
But before a coma and a child who's in a car accident, we could do absolutely nothing.
但是在一个昏迷的孩子面前，我们无能为力。
So what's the only thing you can do as a church?
所以我们作为教会能做的
，You can only pray.
只有祷告。
You see, brothers and sisters.When we think we have no need, then we think we do not need God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们觉得自己没有需要的时候，我们也觉得自己不需要神。
But when we are given something that we need from God,
但是当我们从神那里，啊？
When we are given something that we need from God, so God has given us something that we need.
如果神啊，他给了我们一些事情，让我们觉得有需要。
The thankfulness within our hearts allows us to be content.
我们心里面发出的感恩让我们能够满足。
And so then, when you are content, you're no longer anxious.
当我们满足的时候，我们就不焦虑了。
You see, the thankfulness for prayer and making requests known to God is extremely important when we're dealing with anxiousness.
我们心里面发出这个感恩的心。知道我们可以向神祷告的时候的感恩，就是消除我们焦虑的方法。
Because when we're before God and we acknowledge Him and we are thankful for what He has given us, it changes our perspective on life.
当我们来到神的面前，承认神的时候，就改变了我们看待生活的眼光。
Because I'll give another example.
我再举一个例子。
Youth group work is something that I do.
我做的是青年事工。
I also deal with adults and you know, young adults, but youth group is the most time-consuming of them all.
这种跟小朋友的事工是非常耗时间的。
And honestly, sorry youth group members, it's not fun for an adult to have to sit with kids that are like 20 years younger.
对不起，在座的小朋友，作为一个成年人，有时候跟比他小20岁的人在一起交通不是那么好。
I guess maybe I'm just getting old, but the games that you come up with,
也许因为我太老了，但是跟这么小的孩子在一起交通，能得到什么呢
？The youth group members like to play this game called 24.
这些孩子们有玩一个游戏叫24。
Okay, there's four numbers that appear.
啊？
有四个 four numbers that show up.
他们有四个数字。
And you have to add, subtract, multiply, or divide the numbers to come up to 24.
你必须要经过运算来得到24。
So then they go and they compete. It's like, oh, 6 times 3 is 18 plus blah 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 becomes 24 and then they compete.
然后他们就这样互相的比赛，然后看谁最快。
And so I love a good puzzle, so I can keep up with them.
我很喜欢解题，所以我可以做这个。
But I can't do it for an hour, guys.
但是我没法一直玩这个玩好几个小时，太痛苦了。
It's so painful.
太痛苦了。
And if I had the base.My service with the youth group on how much I liked being at youth group, I shouldn't be at youth group.
如果让我选择的话，我可能不会选择去服侍这些小朋友。
But what happens when I start thinking about the things that I'm thankful for?
但是当我想到我需要感恩的事情。
For example, one of our senior high girls was about to get kicked off her swim team because she wanted to go to retreat.
比如说我们有一个高中的女生她被开除了不让她去游泳队了因为她要到教会的这个退休会。
And she was having difficulty deciding should she go to retreat or should she go to swim practice.
所以她很纠结不知道该去参加退休会还是该去参加游泳训练。
And in my heart, I'm kind of mean, right?
我知道。
Well, I'm mean. Like in my heart, I'm very mean.
在我心里面其实是个不太厚道的。
And I'm thinking to myself, don't worry, you're not going to be swimming professionally. You're not going to Olympics. What's the big deal about swimming?
我其实心里想的是，你又不参加奥运会，你这么认真游泳干什么？
But of course, I can't say that.
但是我不能说出来。
Because this is something extremely difficult for her.
因为这个对她来讲真的是个两难的选择。
So I tell her, hey, it's really up to you. Don't worry. We still love you if you don't come to retreat. It's not like you're not going to be part of youth group.
所以我只能告诉他说没有关系了。如果你不来参加退休会，我们还是很爱你的。
And these competitive kids, I thought, okay, well, let's cross her name off. She's not coming to retreat.
那么我就想啊，那她去游泳了，就不来参加退休会了。
But unexpectedly, on the day of retreat, she showed up.
但是出人意料的是，退休会当中她竟然出现了。
And she had decided to choose church and retreat over her swimming.
她真的是选择了教会活动。
And to me, that is exciting.
对我来讲真的是很激动。
And it's something that I can be thankful for.
那是我真的愿意为之感恩的事情。
And when that happens, hey, youth group is worth it.
当这样的事情发生的时候，我真的觉得这样的服事是值得的。
You see, anxiety and getting rid of anxiousness is first to pray.
要去除焦虑，第一就要祷告。
Because prayer.Is acknowledgement of who God is and your identity in God.
当你祷告的时候，你其实是向承认你是谁，并且搞清楚自己的身份是神的儿女。
But there is a second part in verse 8 and 9.
还有一部分是在下面的经文。
And I'm going to read it real quick in English, and we will read it in Mandarin. It says, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think." About these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
八节和九节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
See, when we're in difficulty, one of the things that the world loves to teach is how to find. I don't know if you guys watch Marie Kondo, where she like cleans people's houses. Okay, never mind. But when you have the world tries to teach you how to get rid of being anxious or nervous.
当我们在世界当中的时候，世界教导我们是这样去除我们的焦虑。
And so you think to yourself like yoga, martial arts, meditation. Everybody says, clear your mind.
因为告诉你说你要把你的思想清净你的思想。
Push away all of the negativity.
把所有的负面情绪拿掉。
And then breathe in positivity.
然后你深呼吸，然后。领受这个正面的一切正面的好的思想正能量。
I'll tell you, clearing your mind doesn't work.
我告诉你，这样其实没有用的。
And it doesn't work for you guys either, and I'll tell you why.
对我没用，对你们也没用。
Everybody has had this situation before, okay?
每个人都经历过。
So at night, you get ready for bed.
晚上要睡觉的时候。
And say that you live alone.
这是你自己一个人。
And so you just watched Netflix and you ate or did something.
你就看点电视啊，吃点东西啊。
And you turn off all the lights and you go to your room.
把灯关了，去房间睡觉。
And you snuggle into bed.
然后你上床了。
And maybe you had a little too much coffee, so it's going to take you some time to fall asleep.
也许你喝太多咖啡，所以还睡不着。
So you try to clear your mind to let yourself sleep.
所以你就想试图让你的心思清静。
And you look around.
然后你左右一看。
And you see your jacket hanging.
啊？
You see your jacket hanging.
你看到你的外套挂在那儿。
And then normally it's not a big problem.
通常来讲不是什么问题。
But when you clear your mind, the jacket feels like it moved a little.
但是当你把你的这个心思清静下来的时候，哎，
好像
衣服动了。
Your mind is clear, but you have to get up and you have to check, make sure there's no feet underneath, right?
你的头脑是清醒了，所以你要起来看看底下有没有人。
And it's like, okay, I'm safe. So you get back into bed.
看到没有人，好，安全了，再回到床上。
And then you stare at the ceiling.
你就看着天花板。
You know how all the ceilings have the little dots?
天花板上有很多的东西。
And all of a sudden you think one moves.
哎，突然又在动了。
It's like, oh, is that a spider or am I seeing things? What's going on?
你会想，哎，是蜘蛛吗？还是我的幻觉？
And by the time you fall asleep, you have fallen asleep because you have been so nervous about spiders crawling down and not sure where anything is, that you finally go to sleep.
所以当你睡着的时候，其实是因为这些担心焦虑精疲力尽才能入睡的。
You see, clearing your mind is not enough because then Satan and yourself can fill it with whatever they want.
所以把自己倒空并不是一个好办法，因为撒旦会用邪灵充斥你。
This is why verse 8 says you must think on these things.
所以经文告诉我们要想一些事情。
Whatever is true, honorable, it goes on through the whole list.
要想真实的、可敬的、公义的这些。
Because it is not enough to merely tell yourself not to be anxious.
所以，因为你只是告诉自己不要焦虑，并不是足够的。
It requires us to fill our minds and our hearts with things of the Spirit.
你反而要让你的头脑、思想充满了可敬的、真实的、好的事情。
Because when we fill our minds and our hearts with the things of God, perspective changes.And therefore, anxiety will leave.
当我们用神的意念充满我们自己的意念的时候，我们就没有焦虑了。
So I'll tell you, nowhere in Scripture does it say your circumstances will change.
经文从来没有告诉我们我们的处境会改变。
But God still says, do not be anxious.
但是神还是告诉我们不要挂虑。
So then, how do you be anxious when the circumstances are still there?
那么如果处境是相同的，怎样才能去除挂虑呢？
You recognize.What is most important in life?
你要知道生命最重要的事情是什么。
And that is your identity as a son and daughter of God.
那就是你作为神的儿女的身
份。Because if God is sovereign and he has already defeated death and he has conquered everything, why are you worrying?
如果神有大能掌权，他已经战胜了死权，你有什么可怕的呢？
So what if someone called you a name?So what if someone cursed at you or called you a name? So, 没关系，人家乱讲你也没关系 right? Okay, it doesn't matter if your friends abandon you.
如果你的朋友离弃你也没关系。
Doesn't matter if you're not getting the CIO, CEO, CFO position.
你没有得到那些个高位也没关系。
It doesn't matter if your kids didn't get into MIT, Yale, Harvard.
你的孩子没有上名校也没关系。
And so, when your identity is in Christ,You're able to speak to him through prayer, and through prayer, your anxiety will eventually be placed into God's hand.
当你知道你是属神的儿女的时候，你可以向神祷告。当你向神祷告的时候，你就没有了焦虑。
But that only happens if we are willing to put ourselves and get rid of our control on ourselves and give it to God.
但是这些的前提是你一定要意识到，你要放下自己的这些想法，你要把自己完全交托给神。
And we can discuss this some other time because we're running short on time right now.
我们下次可以接着讨论这个问题。
But it says in verse 7, And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your what? Hearts and minds.
第七节说，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的什么呢？是心怀意念。
Because God understands anxiety does not come from your physical ailment. It comes from your heart.And your mind.
因为神知道你的焦虑并不是来自你的身体，而是来自你的心怀意念。
And the peace of God is not just, oh, I feel good about life right now.
神所赐的平安并不是让你觉得生命非常的安逸。
Because it says it surpasses understanding.
因为那是出人意外的。
That even in situations where you should not be joyful and you should be anxious, you are not.
甚至在你的在外人眼里看来很糟糕的人生处境的时候，你也能得到这个平安。
And then it says in verse 9 at the very end.
第九节的最后说。
It says, the God of peace will be with you.
赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
The peace of God that comes from the God of peace. Sorry. Verse 7 is the peace of God.
第七节说神所赐出人意外的平安。
But it comes from the God of peace in verse 9 at the end.
第九节告诉我们这个平安是来自赐平安的神。
So there's a big difference there.
所以这有很大的不同。
But what first comes down is the ability to go in verse 4 and rejoice.
其实第一点要做的是第四节说的常常喜乐。
And to rejoice means you clear out all the sin between you and God.
要喜乐，必须在你和神中间清除你一切的污秽和罪。
To what point? To the point where reasonableness is known to everybody.
到一个什么地步呢？要到这个地步是说让众人都知道你谦让的心。
And you rejoice because the Lord is at hand, and He is here to save and to cover you in mercy and grace.
那么你喜乐什么呢？是因为主已经近了，因为主要来用他的宝血遮盖我们。
So you do not have to be anxious.
所以就要应当一无挂虑。
But you can be thankful and pray and give everything to God because you are His son and daughter.
而是借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将这些告诉神，因为你是神的儿女。
And when you do that, God Himself will protect your heart and your mind from the circumstances that are around.
当你这样做的时候，虽然不论你处在什么的境况，神他亲自保守你的心怀意念。
Because as Scripture says, we are more than conquerors.
因为经节告诉我们，我们不仅仅是得胜。
And that we are capable because God is able.
我们不仅仅是能做，因为神是能做的。
Practically speaking, it might be very difficult.
事实上，可能比较难执行。
But I'll guarantee you that as you begin to pray and lay your worries before God and you understand a little bit more about Him, your life will change.
但是我向你保证，当你开始向神祷告的时候，开始将凡事交托给神的时候，你会发现你的人生有不同。
Because your mind will go from, I need control, I have to have this, I have to do this, to God, you lead me, you tell me where to go.And I will trust in you.
因为你的心思、心怀意念会从我要掌控一切变成我告诉神我的事情，相信神会安排一切。
And a final example is like this.
最后一个例子。
If you're on, let's say, one of those rides where someone like drives the car and you go up and down like the mountainous hills, right?
如果你在山里面开车。
So I've been on a ride where.You go and you are just sitting on the back of a car and this person just drives through the forest and through water and it's like really exciting, right?
我有一次出去坐在车的后面，那个车开的就是在山上高高低低的。
And it goes everywhere, it splashes water, everybody's laughing and enjoying themselves because you're in this Jeep and it's really cool, everybody's hanging on, it's like, it looks like a commercial, right?
就好像广告里面演的一样，一个吉普车里面坐着一群人，然后这吉普车一会儿高一会儿低，然后还溅起好多水，大家都很开心。
The reason I was able to enjoy is for some reason I trusted the driver.
这个我能够在他们中间享受，是因为我很相信开车的人。
Maybe it's because I gave him money, or I don't know why I trusted him. But all of a sudden, we're hop on the back, we're having fun.
也许我当时给了他钱，我忘了，但是当时确实很信任他，就坐在车上。
But if, let's say, I'm sitting in a car with one of my friends,
那么假如我坐在车上和我的朋友,
and he starts driving off the road, up and down mountains, through water, and spinning around,
然后他就开始在一会儿上山一会儿下海的这么瞎开,
zero joy or rejoicing, okay? I'll be very mad.
那我不会那么开心，我会非常的害怕。
Because I know him, I don't think his driving is great.
因为我知道这个人，我知道他开车没有那么好。
So I worry.
所以我会担心。
You see, you can have the same car ride, but based upon whether you trust the driver, you can either enjoy it or be in fear.
所以你知道，你可以走同样的路，但是看司机是谁，你可以很焦虑，也可以很开心。
And if you trust God, even the ups and downs and difficulties of life become a time of rejoicing.
如果你相信神，虽然你人生会经历高山低谷，但是对你来说还是会有享受。
But when you don't know the way and you try to drive yourself and you're going through the same path, you will worry and be anxious every single day.
但是如果你靠自己在那边开车，你不知道前方的路，当你遇到这些高山低谷的时候，你会很焦虑。
So I pray that we as Christians learn to trust God.
所以我祷告，我们作为基督徒要学习信靠主。
So that we can enjoy and truly rejoice before God each and every single day, giving Him glory.
为的是我们每一天都可以靠着他来得到平安喜乐。
So with that, let me pray. Dear Lord God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你。
We pray today, Lord, that you would instill within each heart a heart of peace.
主啊，求你跟每一个人在他心里面有平安。
Help us remember that you have already defeated sin and death.
提醒我们，你已经战胜了死亡，战胜了罪的权势。
And that we can remain secure in you.
这样，我们可以安心的在你里面。
We pray, Lord, for the rest of this afternoon.
我们为我们剩下的一天祷告。
We pray, Lord, that you will continue to speak to us through your word.
求你继续通过你的经文对我们讲话。
And that you would watch over our hearts and our minds.
你清洁我们的心，我们的心思意念。
We thank you and we love you.
我们感谢你，我们爱你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.